You're listening to SBS News.
Tears were shed and painful memories resurfaced as families of the victims from the Bosnian War waited for a verdict on whether the jail sentence of former Bosnian Serb military chief Ratko Mladic would be upheld. The result was well received as the United Nations appeals judge ruled the now 79-year-old former general will spend the rest of his life in prison. Surviving families attended The Hague in the Netherlands, while other survivors viewed the verdict on screen in Bosnia, from the same spot where their loved ones were taken away to be killed in the 1995 Srebrenica massacre. The mayor of Sarajevo also welcomed the verdict.
This is day of justice for Sarajevo, day of justice for Bosnia and Herzegovina, and day of justice for all innocent victims.
As a military chief, Ratko Mladic was also known as the Butcher of Bosnia, after terrorizing its capital, Sarajevo, with a 43-month siege. He also presided over the 1995 massacre of up to 8,000 Muslims in the UN-designated safe area of Srebrenica. He was convicted for genocide and other offences committed during Bosnia's 1992 to 1995 war. Munira Subasic, chair of the activist group Mothers of Srebrenica, hopes future generations will learn from the verdict.
I feel sorry that other municipalities were not included in the judgment. However, we expected this judgment. The war criminal couldn't receive a lower sentence. You know that victims are never fully satisfied with judgments. But I will say, as a mother and victim, that his days are numbered. My message for all young people in Serbia and Republika Srpska is to take judgments and indictments and to study them, to stop hatred and create a better future for themselves and our children.
Ratko Mladic joins his former political master, ex-Bosnian Serb President Radovan Karadzic, in serving a life sentence for masterminding the ethnic bloodshed that left more than 100,000 people dead and millions homeless. Yet nationalist Serbs like Svetozar Bosic, a Belgrade resident, still regard him highly.
We think he is a hero, a man that really did what he could do at a given moment. He was a soldier and an officer of his people, his army. He defended his people, he did everything he could have done maximally. Only history will be the judge.
But for survivors like Nedzad Avdic, they hope the verdict will help Bosnia confront the truth of its history and move forward.
This is a final stamp holding together all previous genocide convictions. I want to believe that this verdict will make genocide denial more difficult in the future. People can deny what happened, but this and other verdicts will be the starting point for anyone who cares about truth, because they are as close to the truth as possible. And without truth, there is no peace, life, nor future, because future cannot be built on lies.
Sofia Petrovic, SBS News. We'll be right back.